the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Friday. Again, folks, I don't know how it happens this way. I don't know how it gets to Friday so fast here on the show, but it does. I don't plan on that. I'd like the week to go a little slower. I know many don't look at it that way. I know I'm in the minority, but it gets here fast. Friday gets here very fast. Here is the plan. A lot of long-form hangout time, which is almost always the plan here on the show. Top of hour two, Kevin Hagan. We will talk Alabama with him. They play Tennessee in a game that has historic perspective, but it's not updated. Yeah, there's nothing recent that rings a bell. Unless you're an Alabama fan and you take the game for granted, which you should take the game for granted. What has Tennessee done for you not to take this game for granted? So the third Saturday or whatever, this isn't even, I think this is the fourth Saturday. Somebody correct me. But the old proverbial third Saturday in October, for you folks who are probably, let me think about this, in your 30s or younger, you have no perspective of this game because you've never seen both teams at their peak, because Tennessee just doesn't get there. Tennessee can't get home with their football program. Now, they're trying. I am somewhat optimistic about Josh Heupel. Now, again, it's just year one, and not trying to go too far here, but we will talk Kevin Hagan about Alabama and Tennessee, that game coming up tomorrow on Saturday. And then, of course, hour three, Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com, and handicapping with him. He's out in Las Vegas, and he's been with us at least a decade, I think a little more than a decade. Handicapping primarily on this show, college football, but once the page turns, we get to the new year, and there's more basketball. Standalone basketball, because basketball gets killed when it's overlapped with football. But once it's standalone, then we can get over to some basketball. Any of those questions you have, he does college basketball and he does mainly the NBA when it gets to the postseason, which is way down the road. I mean, many eons down the road. But Brad will be with us today, Brad Power Sports. Use the hashtag AskBP. If you post something before he comes on the show, it'll get lost. The chances are you won't get your question answered because it gets lost. Don't do that. Please wait until hour three and then post it then. And that way I can do you justice, because hour three on Fridays is about your questions. Solely your questions. I may get a couple in myself. I'm the host of the show. But predominantly, it's about your handicapping questions. You are thinking about placing some money here or there, and you want to know what Brad thinks about it. That is the purpose of Hour 3 on Friday. So hold back until we get there. Use the hashtag AskBP. The F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600. We are broadcasting from the Strike and Spare Studios, the Wilco Kiosk location. Yeah, it's literally a Wilco Kiosk location for the show. We can take this show to any city, state, or planet and still do it. Doesn't matter. When we were last down on the Emerald Coast, we took the show to the Chamber of Commerce. That's right. The Destin Chamber of Commerce opened their doors and said, Bill, here's a boardroom. Do your show here. And we did it there a few years ago. So we can take this show anywhere, anytime. It does not matter where we're located. I could say tomorrow we'll do the show from the North Pole. Yeah, I want to check on Santa. It's October, so we're still a few months out on Christmas, but I just want to check on how Santa's doing. We could do that, and it would sound like we're in your living room. We would sound just like we're in the room right next door to you. So looking forward to it. Friday edition, and Tom, who is in Myrtle Beach. Now, Tom is a big Buckeye fan. You know what's interesting? We have Oklahoma fans that check in all over the planet Earth, New Zealand, and various parts of this country. Boomer Sooner, up in Boston, that area. Boomer Sooner fans, no, Providence, Rhode Island. Los Angeles with Weston. Buckeye fans all over the place, too. Buckeye alumni everywhere. Alabama alumni everywhere that check in with us on the show. And I love that. I absolutely love it. I encourage you, if you are a passionate college football fan, like I am, like this audience is, I encourage you to participate. I do not have a limit. You know what? I'd like to get to the day where we have so much participation where I have to say on the show, I'm not sure I could get any more in. We haven't gotten to that point yet. I'd have to say, hey, if you want to participate, I'm not sure I can get you in. We're full up. We're stuffed. I don't know that we could go any further here. But no, we're not there yet. We're not there. But Tom in Myrtle Beach, checking in this morning, says, Bill, I'm a Buckeye fan, and people ask me, and he's over again in lovely Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. He says, people ask me who wins the game, if this game happens, which there's a good chance it will somewhere, Ohio State and Georgia. He says, I reply, Ohio State's defense is too young this year. Ohio State has played one decent team so far, and they lost. Not only is Georgia's defense great, their offense is averaging 38 points a game. Love my Buckeyes, but we are not at Georgia's level as of right now. Be an interesting game, because you would have the might of Ohio State's offense, which pretty much has everything. It has the vertical passing ability with all those receivers and the young quarterback who's developing. It has found a feature running back, a true freshman. And basically, they can pretty much dial anything up in the playbook and do it with confidence. There's really not much you say, well, don't know that you can do that. They pretty much can do what they want. Now, could they do it into the teeth of the Georgia defense? Not at the rate they're doing it at. Would it be enough to win the game? Would their defense then perhaps revert back a little bit against a team like Georgia with the weapons they have and injuries to players who were aren't even back yet. And Stetson Bennett at quarterback, who's played very well. That would be interesting. I know, according to Brad, Georgia would be favored in that game, but we mentioned this on Thursday, folks. We've got about six teams that at least in the moment are alive for the four slots. That'd be Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State. And again, I'm not ranking them in any order, just Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, Oklahoma, that's four. Cincinnati, that's five. And somebody out west. Maybe Oregon. And I think the West is very, what would be the proper term? Very slim as of right now. So we've got five or six teams. And you could, again, you could say that's Oregon. But five or six teams legitimately alive as of Friday night before week eight. And I know we've had a couple of college football games, but before the big Saturday, week eight. That's where we're at. Now, again, I'm saying for the moment, because you always have to account for what if we have a wild lunatic Saturday somewhere. We don't have too many of those, actually. Now, it gets hyped up because people want to hype those up. We don't have really too many of those. But when you do, you have to account for them. But that's what it looks like for right now. Jordan up in West Lafayette. Ross Aid, Bill Perdue, is sold out. Every parking spot is sold out, and the Boilers are ranked for the first time since 07. Speaking of 07, West Lafayette will be rocking tomorrow. Boiler up, Bill. Yeah, Jordan, good friend up there. And Chris, who's also a good friend up in that same area, sent me a message a week or two ago, said, give me Jordan's info. Want to get in touch with him. And apparently that has happened. Jordan got his information. They got in touch. So I love those stories. I'll never know how many relationships were formed, are formed or were formed through this show. I'll never know. I couldn't even tell you the number of them. And they're not geographically dominant all over the fruited plain. It's amazing. Alan down in Tampa, Bill, getting the cruiser out. He's got that big bus that's fancy. And heading to Tallahassee. He says, go Noles. He's got a Madden cruiser that has every toy known to man on it. He's got Wi-Fi. He's got a bar. He's got a bedroom. He's got a bathroom. He's got nuclear weapons on this thing. You know how they said the other day China has space nukes too? Alan has space nukes connected to his bus. It's the fanciest bus ever. I don't know if you've seen pictures of it. This thing, if it needs to, can sprout wings and fly. That's what kind of bus this is. It's amazing. Kevin Hagan, top of the hour, talking a little Alabama. And then Brad, hour three, bradpowersports.com. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Wrapping up the earlier crash out there in Bellevue. It's on I-40 westbound, just past Highway 70. Of course, the heaviest flow is coming eastbound. All that traffic coming through Kingston Springs this time of the morning. A lot of folks trying to get a head start on any kind of traffic problems coming in from Dixon County, Hickman County as well. Looks good on I-40. 65 through Brentwood. We watched that traffic volume increase quite a bit. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg going on this weekend. This is your last chance, and it's going to be gorgeous in the Smoky Mountains. Check it out at Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. That's 800-915-3052.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson did it yet again. 8th win of the season at Texas, locks himself into the Championship 4 race at Phoenix. Up next is Kansas. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/thefinallap. Like, subscribe, and hit the bell every single weekday right here.
Got biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
I am really looking forward to quite a few games, but the Notre Dame-Southern Cal game is one of them. I understand it's not a nationally relevant game with hear me out, with something riding on it. Now, obviously, you want to win the game, and it's important and all that, and there's pride, and Notre Dame's only got one loss, and they're going to be favored in every game they play the rest of the way regular season. Doesn't mean they win them all, because their margin of victory is very precarious. But it's still a historic game for me. Might not be for everybody, but it is for me. That's Saturday night. Yeah, that one's Saturday night. I'm looking forward to that game, among others. Now, this is interesting here. This is from Lake Norman Buckeye over in North Carolina, Lake Norman. Said, Bill, I've been thinking more about the Mullen topic, the Coach Mullen at Florida topic. They've got 3 losses. They're 4-6 in their last 10. And this stretch here has been very sobering if you're a Gator fan. Been much discussed, because even the most Pollyanna of Gator fans, from what I can sense, are starting to lose faith. They're losing their Florida religion, their college football religion. Their beliefs are very precarious right now in the Gator direction, the football team, football program. And I didn't really sense this until the LSU game, after the game, and just hearing from Gator fans. The Mullen protectors among the fan base had always maintained their faith in Dan Mullen and his build-out, his abilities. I don't think they're there anymore. I think they're at best very wobbly in their support of Dan Mullen. Lake Norman Buckeye, Bill, thinking more about it, Gators, if they moved on in a year or two, you'd have to find clear improvement. Seems to me that there's a shortage of good coaches compared to 10 years ago. Am I just imagining this? That is a really, really good question. And again, you know my thoughts on this. Florida is one of the very few elite natty jobs. There are not many of them. I think you can count them on maybe one hand, maybe part of the other hand. I'm talking about, and elite to me means resources, pay, fan support, proximity to recruits, and winning national championships. Not many football entities can check the box on all those. Again, you've got to check the box on every one of those. You can't be short any one of those boxes. Resources, pay the coach, ability to get quality assistance, pay them, contracts that are multi-year, fan support, proximity to recruits, and again, the known ability to win a national championship. Not too many check the box on all those. Florida is one of them. But Lake Norman Buckeye brings something up. Bill, who is the target for Florida if they were to eventually get rid of Mullen? That's not happening this year. We all know that. But let's say a year or two, just for the sake of this conversation, it remains choppy. Up and down. And the recruiting is top 20, but it's not top 3 or 4, which it should be every year. Your Florida should be every year. So what happens? Who is it out there? Now let me just give you history here, a historic perspective. In my mind, when Florida hired Steve Spurrier, and what year would that have been? Was that 89? And he'd been at Duke, okay? He was at Duke. But you knew he was a former Gator. You knew he was from East Tennessee. Everybody knows his resume. I was convinced, and again, you got to remember, before Spurrier, Florida had basically done nothing other than tease people about football prowess. They had some moments. Charlie Pell had some teams that I thought potentially could just be outstanding, and there was always something to get in the way, right? Always something just to take it down. But when they hired Spurrier, despite never, ever living up to the, boy, here's what Florida could be, because you used to always hear that back in the day. But they never were what they could be. When they hired Spurrier, who had been at Duke now, I was convinced it was a home run. I was 100% convinced this is a home run hire, and it was. And they competed for natties, and they won a natty. And they had some incredible teams. That was a home run hire. That was a five-run grand slam hire. Now, after he left for the Redskins and they panicked and they hired my boy the Zucker, I wasn't convinced about anything. And again, you know me. I'm a Zucker zealot. I love me some Zucker. But he's not a good head coach. Not at his, well, he was at Illinois, I thought. But he's not Florida level. When they hired Urban Meyer, I was convinced that is another five-run grand slam. I mean, oh my goodness, watch out. And it was. Incredible, brief but incredible run by Ashtabula Jesus. So Lake Norman Buckeye's question here is there another coach out there, Bill, that you would feel the same way about that they could get. Okay, you're not going to get Nick Saban. That's the only sure thing out there. There's only one sure thing. That's Nick Saban. They're not going to get, not that I'm putting Ryan Day with Nick Saban yet, but they're not going to get, Buckeye coach isn't leaving, okay? He's got the Buckeye job. Not going to get Dabo Swinney. You're not going to get Lincoln Riley. You're not going to get Sark's at Texas. He's not leaving. He's just getting going there. I'm just saying, you're going to have to, if indeed it gets to the point, which it might, that you have to go get a new guy in Florida, it's going to have to be a little bit more of a reach. Doesn't mean that the reach can't be ultra successful, but it won't be the sure thing that Urban Meyer was, that I was at least convinced Steve Spurrier was. Again, Steve Spurrier's resume was not real in-depth at that point, but I was convinced his offensive ingenuity will be an absolute smash hit for the Gator program, and it was. There was not one cell in my body, one molecule in my body that doubted Steve Spurrier and what he could do at Florida. Same with Urban Meyer. There aren't many of those. Oh, there are very few of those. Now, could you go get the Iowa State coach? I think his probable next step is the NFL. Don't think it's college. I don't know that there's a slam dunk out there, and Lake Norman has brought this up, Lake Norman Buckeye. I don't know that there is. Now, again, I'm not saying that they can't hire and be really successful with it. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying I don't know that I feel a certain way about a coach that's gettable for them at the very moment. That's what I'm suggesting. Mike up in Matawan, New Jersey. Mike, do I pronounce that right? Yeah, let me know if I don't enunciate that correctly. Bill, Michigan State is 7-0. Michigan is 6-0. Penn State's 5-1. How are they not still alive for the playoffs? Because I don't believe in them. Yeah. Let me rephrase that. I like where they're at. I don't believe their national championship playoff level. So let me be specific. I shouldn't have said I don't believe in them because they're having really good seasons. Gotta respect what they've done to date, and I do. I do not believe or categorize them as national championship teams. I just don't see it. They're good, probably top 10 good. But they're not top four good. One of them has to say, Bill, scoreboard, check it out. We just beat the Buckeyes. Something like that for me to change my attitude on this. Now, also keep in mind, I have said repeatedly, when I lay out the limited number of teams, I make clear that this is today and not the end game, and have made clear that I understand this could change. So I've not eliminated them other than in my mind, I don't believe they're good enough to achieve that lofty representation. That's where I'm at. Yeah, that's where I'm at there. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, big win for your Dodgers last night. Congrats on another trip to the World Series. Well, they're still down, 3-2? I didn't even know. This morning I got up, and it was all over Twitter, so I saw the score. They beat the Braves. Was it 11-2? I didn't see the game. And Braves were up 3-1 going into that game. So Braves have a little bit of cushion, and it goes back to Atlanta, right? So, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Now, weren't the Dodgers last year down 3-1 also, and they came back, won the series, and then won the World Series? Now, I'm not saying they'll do that again, but it happened recently. I'm not, folks, I am a college football, high school football, college basketball, about mid-February maybe, certainly March, and then college baseball guy. The pro game, any sport, does not excite me at all. Any sport. Doesn't matter what it is. It does me no happiness. Alan down in Tampa. Bill, because of your show, I've made some good friends down here, and one of them is a Gator. Yeah, we've got enemies that are buddies because of this show. Let's hang out. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, what about baby Kiff to Florida? That's a good one. Now, what could baby Kiff do at Florida? Number one, he could recruit. You want to see recruiting actually be what it ought to be? That would happen under baby Kiff. Offensively, would it be fun and just a big party every Saturday? Yes. That might be a fit that I would feel most happy about. Is baby Kiff the big brat he used to be about 10 years ago? No. Now, he's always going to be the antagonizer. He's always going to say things and have a little fun that most coaches would never do. I like it, actually. I enjoy his entertainment value, baby Kiff. But would he restore Florida recruiting to back to where it ought to be? 100%. I'd say within a week of taking that job, you will already have really, really good recruiting news for baby Kiff. Would they hire him? I have no earthly idea. Yeah, I have no clue if they would. Josh says, Bill, would California Cool come back to college? Now, is that Pete Carroll? Who are you referring to? Is that Pistol Pete? Is that Pete the Poodle? I don't think Pete would ever leave the comforts of the pro game now. Is that who you're talking about? I think that's who you're talking about. Anyways, let's take the break. Good discussion here, man. Yeah, we have not heard from the Cosby Cattleman. Somebody said that he called a Gainesville show. I haven't heard from it all week. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic pick up even more now on 24 coming in from the Joelton area. They're going to be out here for a while on the scene of this truck crash that flipped in West Nashville, Bellevue area. It's 40 westbound, just past Highway 70. That's the Bellevue exit. It's not causing a big backup since it's westbound. Most of that traffic volume is coming eastbound in from Kingston Springs, in from Dixon County. A lot of radar out here this morning coming in from Hickman County, especially on I-40. Watch your speed. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Harry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Ken says, Bill, I'm in Central Georgia. Other ingredients for a national championship is assistant coaches and staff. Kirby Smart, was not on most radars when he was selected as Mark Richt's replacement. Head coaches are great, but most talented coaches can't do it alone. Go Dogs. Well, now, Kirby was offered the Auburn job. I don't know that he wasn't on the radar, and Kirby had built a resume at Alabama as the defensive coordinator where he could be way pickier than most coaches. Didn't Pittsburgh, it was another, don't hold me to that one, but Kirby could sit back. Most assistant coaches will take the leap of faith and they can't be as picky as they want to be. Kirby could afford to sit back and wait. And obviously, he's a Georgia guy, so his dream job is Georgia. And he got it. But very few coaches have the clout that Kirby had built up at Alabama. To sit back and say, you know what, I'll pass on this, I'll pass on that. They're paying me a lot of money at Alabama to be the coordinator. We're comfortable, we're very comfortable. When the big one comes, we'll know. He is a very rare animal. Most of them are extinct, right? There aren't many that can sit back and wait like he could. for the dream gig, which is the Georgia Bulldog job. But no, good points. You know, Ken points out some interesting aspects there that are true. That are true. You got to be able to do a lot of various things. Hire, pay, you know, make people comfortable, give them 2-3 year contracts. You've got to be able to recruit big time. Georgia's on a roll. They just went and got the big kid out of Texas, the big defensive lineman out of Texas. Bear Alexander, I believe is his name. 6'3", 6'4", 325. The last 2 days they've had big hits, last couple of days in recruiting. You've got to be able to be in that world and successfully sell. You have to have resources. You cannot have any excuse. You can't get up one day and say, we're begging for money and we can't get it. You can't do that. You can't have any obstacle in your way. And Georgia is one of those places. Alec Whipple, Bob, welcome in, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Hey, Bill, you were talking about...
By the way, belated happy birthday. The reason why I don't do birthdays on the show is if I did that, I would have 10 birthdays a day. I'd never get through a show. But happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you, Bill. Actually, it's kind of funny what happened. Today is my birthday, and Facebook had my birth year.
Oh.
I don't know how
I didn't know that.
Change it on their own. So I wrote to them. I had to write to them because they locked my birthday down. So I had to write to them and tell them, hey, you've got me a year younger, which I'll take. But so anyway, when they changed the birth year, they changed the birthday also. It's not the 19th. So I'm laying in bed. I'm sleeping. And all of a sudden, the phone starts going off at 5:30 in the morning, wishing me happy birthday on the 19th. So I guess
wow.
I get two birthdays this year, Bill.
Good for you. You deserve it.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, you know, you're talking about the Big Ten, and, you know, Bill, I really got to wonder about the strength of Michigan, Michigan State, and Penn State, even now with all our injuries. You know, Bill, all three of those schools have to play each other, and they all have to play Ohio State. And you're going to play big games, so to speak, in the month of November, for the most part, in Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. So I don't quite understand why the Big Ten schedules things this way. I know they want to get out there and they want their teams to be ranked. And if they play the lesser teams, then yeah, they're going to have real good records. But if you look at Michigan and Michigan State, the teams that they've played, the toughest teams on their schedule have been Nebraska. That's it. I mean, you know, Wisconsin isn't what it used to be. I mean, they're not where they usually are this year. Nebraska's coming on; they're playing good ball, but I wouldn't consider Nebraska being back to where they are. I mean, they're not power yet. And so you know, and you look at Penn State's schedule. Okay, yeah, they wanted Wisconsin in the first week of the season, which looked like the big win. But you know, Wisconsin hasn't really lived up to the Wisconsin potential. And we did beat Auburn at home in the whiteout. Of course, we lost to Iowa, you know, our quarterback gets hurt and every, you know, eight other guys. But, I mean, I don't know if the Big Ten, if there's one of those teams, one of those three, they're going to come out of this and be 11-1 or 10-2, especially considering the weather. And then, you know, they all have to play Ohio State yet. So, I don't know, Bill, when you look at these three schools, how would they rate? Where would they be situated in the SEC, do you think, if they were playing an SEC schedule?
That's a really good question. I think they would stand up and hold up well. They wouldn't obviously beat Alabama. They wouldn't beat Georgia, that's for sure. I think outside of those two, I think they could probably hang with pretty much anybody else.
Yeah, I think they could play with them. Yeah, I think they could play with them on any given day. I think they could do well. So... And the other thing is, Lake Norman Buckeye, I think he's bringing up a good point about the coaching, Bill. I hear the music, so I know I got to jump here. But thanks for taking the call, and I'll talk with you, Bill.
All right. Appreciate it. Alec Whipple, Bob. Yeah, we're about, y'all, to separate out the Big Ten East. Next few weeks, we're going to separate that bad boy out. We're going to get everybody their sodium pentothal double vax. Over about the next month. That's what I'm about. We'll be right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. TDOT remains on the scene of this truck crash out here on the west side. It's 40 westbound just past Highway 70 there in the Bellevue area. It's not causing a major backup, but it's still busy nonetheless. The heaviest flow is coming the other direction there on I-40 eastbound. All that traffic coming in from Kingston Springs out of Dixon County, Hickman County, still looking good up through Brentwood and Franklin on 65 north. Oktoberfest at Ober-Gatlinburg is going on this weekend. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be gorgeous in the Smoky Mountains. Log on first to obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Simple Green is perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new. Visit them at simplegreen.com.
College football tomorrow, Tennessee a 25-point underdog on the road at number 4 Alabama. The over-under 67 in Nashville. Vanderbilt hosting Mississippi State. The Commodores plus 20.5, the over-under 52. NFL Week 7, the Tennessee Titans will be at home Sunday afternoon against the Kansas City Chiefs. Tennessee a 5-point underdog, the over-under 57.5. The ALCS back in Houston for Game 6 tonight. The Astros lead the series 3-2 over the Red Sox. This game a pick. Both teams at minus 110 on the money line, the over under 8.5. For vsin.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey, this is George Plaster. As some of you know, I've set up the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night presented by Gish Sherwood and Friends Monday night, November the 29th at Hermitage Strike and Spare. Proceeds from the event will benefit Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. Those are two charities that I am really excited about. Here's the way you can get involved. Simply go to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Again, celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. There will be a 6 to 8 p.m. shift and an 8 to 10 p.m. shift. You select which shift you want to be in. Each foursome will play two games, and each foursome will be paired with two different sports celebrities. Cost is $200 per person or $800 for a foursome. I'm not promising great bowling, but what I am promising is a fun event you will never forget.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs around 66 for tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. Sunshine for Saturday, highs in the low 70s. Saturday night, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain, lows 57. Sunshine for Sunday, highs near 80. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Parker Nash says, Bill, what about Chris Peterson to Florida? Chris Peterson is a Pacific Northwest guy. And two items with him. Number one, I don't even know he wants to get in coaching after he retired a couple of years ago. And number two, I think he's geographically specific. I don't think he wants to be anywhere but the Pacific Northwest. Somewhere from Cali on up. So I just don't think. And I don't know. Look, he's a very private guy. He is not a bright lights, cameras, press conferences, everybody staring at you. He's not into all that. I don't think that would be appealing to him. He's a peculiar, and again, peculiar is not a negative term in this case. He's just a guy that's not into all that. I've talked to, and I've never interviewed him, but I've talked to coaches about him that know him well, and they say, Bill, he's just not into any of that stuff. He just wants to, if he's coaching, he just wants to be on the field coaching. He doesn't care about publicity. He doesn't care about interviews, his face on the camera, lots of people peppering him with questions. He doesn't, and he's not rude. No, he's not rude about it. He's just very private. And so two reasons I don't think that would happen. It's a good question. It's a very good question, but I don't see that. Number one, I don't even know if he ever wants to get back in. And number two, I don't think he'd want to come this way. Tony over in Australia says, and he's a big Alabama fan, Bill, Kirby was offered the South Carolina job, and that's what expedited Rick's departure. Georgia wasn't letting anybody else hire their guy. Yeah, Georgia had pretty much been tracking his resume. Obviously, that's their guy. And if you can bring, if you're fortunate enough to bring one of yours home that has a resume that matches what you need, again, that's not all that common. Now, Michigan brought Harbaugh back home, and the resume, at least to date, has not met up. Now, you may say, well, Bill, this year's been pretty good. It has. To date, it's been pretty good. But, folks, I don't want to sound like Mr. Skeptic here, but we don't know really Michigan's true colors yet, other than maize and blue. But they have not started negotiating the Big Ten East. Once we start cutting through that, we're going to find out everybody's sodium pentothal level. Lake Norman Buckeye, Bill, to further my point, seems like there are less big star coaches than there were about 15 years ago. Maybe it just seems that way to me because I was a kid, and guys like Stoops, Mack Brown, Tressel, Pete Carroll, Urban, Fulmer, Joe Pa, Beamer, Miles, etc., all seem like giants. It does seem that way, doesn't it? I don't know, just in general, if we have a head coaching representation that matches that one. Now, obviously, Nick stands alone. But do we have that kind of veteran cachet that he just reeled off there? I don't know that we do. It's a very good point. Josh is pointing something out that I don't even remember. He said, Bill, I was referring to Pete Carroll out of the show back about 15 years ago. He said, you used to call him California Cool. I swear I don't remember that. Now, and Josh, I trust Josh. He probably remembers it better than me. What happens on this show is the more I do, which we're getting close to 35 years, they kind of smash together. So people, Josh and others, will remember things that I don't remember. I'll have to sometimes go back and say, hey, who was that caller used to call back? And somebody will give me the name. I won't remember it. That happens. Sam down in Georgia, Sam Dog. Bill, us dogs have had the benefit of what seems to be a smooth transition in athletic directors. That helps when you have resources, too. Yes. Yeah, good point. Jason is in Hawkeye. Jason, Bill, upcoming Big Ten weather. These Big Ten East matchups could end up being much closer than usual. Yeah, we're entering Big Ten weather season. That's not a thing down south. Maybe a little bit in Lexington. But it's not a thing down here. Up that way, yo, comparatively speaking. No cab up in Chicago. Here's an example. 38 degrees right now, Bill. They're saying 41 tonight for our high school game, and the winner is the conference champ. Wow. That's not even chilly by their standards. All right, Kevin Hagan coming up. Top of hour two, Brad, hour number three, Omni Nashville Hotel.